How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Nicholas Britsky of the Art Department faculty, speaking to you from the galleries of the Architecture Building, where we're about to interview the visitors to the preview of the 4th annual exhibition of contemporary American painting. Briefly, let me set the stage for the interviews that follow. As in previous years, this exhibition is designed to give a cross-section of the predominant styles of painting in America today. The 136 invited paintings were selected primarily for their artistic qualities, but their educational merit was an important factor in that selection. The selection of the pictures was the task of a three-man committee appointed by Dean Newcomb, but the entire staff of 31 full-time instructors was asked to recommend pictures and painters they thought worthy of invitation. These recommendations were acquired from gallery visits during the year, but especially during the summer, when most of the staff spent some time visiting the various art centers of the country. The Committee on Selection used this list as a guide in making their final selections. I think this year's show is the freshest we've ever had. There are 38 artists in the show who have never before exhibited on our campus. The repeaters, the leading painters who seem to be painting fine pictures consistently and without whom no cross-section show such as this would be complete, are represented by new and excellent examples of their familiar styles of expression. So with this brief introduction, I think the next voice you should hear is that of Rexford Newcomb, Dean of the College of Fine and Applied Arts. Hello, Dean Newcomb.
Hello, Nick.
Dean Newcomb, you've been connected with this festival and exhibition ever since its beginning in 1948. Can you tell us how this all came about?
Well, for a good many years, those on the art faculty, particularly Professor Cecil Donovan, had talked to me about the possibility of holding an annual festival of painting. It so happened that when reorganization of the School of Music came about following Director Stuyven's passing, it was made possible to join hands with the music folk in instituting what has come to be known as the Annual Festival of Contemporary Arts. Soon our friends in English, the theater, the dance, fine printing, architecture, landscape architecture, all of those arts having aesthetic centers about the campus joined hands, and here we are. We've been going 4 years, and each year we think the show and the products and the investigations and the workshops are better.
Well, Dean, I think we sincerely feel that about this show this year, that it is the best we've ever had. But have you had any word from the outside of this community as to the way our exhibition is received?
Well, I've had plenty of evidence in communications from throughout the world, wherever our booklet, our catalog of paintings has gone. People have been highly thrilled. I remember a couple of summers ago of being confronted with a display of our painting catalog in the foyer of one of the buildings at the University of Hawaii in Honolulu, which gave me quite a thrill halfway around the globe to see this booklet displayed so prominently in a university building. Incidentally, I think the show this year is a wonderful show. It appeals even to a conservative like myself. I think it's the best show so far. Our painting friends seem in this show to do less groping than I had sensed in the last 2 or 3 years. They seem to be working with greater assurance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The jury of selection has combed the country. The result, so far as I can judge, is as representative a cross-section of what is going on in the painting world as I know to be shown anywhere in this country. Then the fine catalog of the show has been compiled. This year, we asked the painters themselves to tell us what they were up to, how they feel about their work, and about art in general. These replies, Professor Weller has worked into an interesting discussion, which he calls What the Painter Thinks. It makes exciting and interesting reading to get the viewpoints from these various artists who are contributing to the show. The very fine biographies in the booklet are the work of Dr. Ray, as you know, and they make a valuable handbook. Indeed, one or two universities have told me that they have used our modern painting catalog as a textbook in modern American art, which I think is an interesting sidelight and one entirely unanticipated.
Yes. Well, I think this year's catalog is going to have even a better reception than any of the previous ones. I've seen it and I've read Alan's introductory remarks.
Seemed to me a very, very fine thing.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you very much, Dean. I congratulate you on an excellent show.
Thank you. Our first guest on the interviews about the paintings is Mr. Charles L. Loeb, the postmaster of Urbana. How are you, Mr. Loeb?
Fine, thank you.
How are you enjoying the show?
Well, very much.
Have you seen any paintings, or are there any paintings that are especially outstanding to you?
Yes, there's several that I think are very good. Of course, I think it's rather presumptuous for me, a layman, to pass an opinion on art, but there was one that I especially liked, Priscilla Roberts.
Self-portrait.
Self-portrait.
What especially do you like about it, Mr. Lewis?
Well, I thought it was wonderful, a picture of her, painting of herself, and the geese in front of her, and how the shading and the feathers and everything.
You could almost pick it off the canvas, couldn't you? It's so well done.
You surely could, and no sign of a brush there, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like it could have been a photograph.
Would that be the kind of painting that you would like to have in your home?
Well, something that definite, that that a layman coming in wouldn't have to
figure
presume
out
what it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Loeb.
You're welcome.
Comments. How do you do, sir? How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
May I have your name, please?
Henry I. Green.
And what do you do, sir?
Well, I'm a lawyer by profession.
And
I do most everything else.
In Champaign or
Urbana and Champaign.
Is this your first visit to our show, Mr. Green?
Oh, no, I've seen most of your shows.
You have. What do you think of this one this year?
Well, this is more interesting, perhaps, than any I've seen.
Really?
A little on the same order, though.
Same character, yes. Well, it's a cross-sectional show, really. We try to get a little bit of all styles of painting in the country today, so it's bound to repeat the general characteristics from year to year.
Well, you'd understand that my limited knowledge and experience understanding a painting is so very, very meager that it would be ridiculous for me to try to pass judgment on it.
Well, I've heard otherwise.
Things.
I've heard that you're quite interested and quite well informed on painting.
Oh, no. When I find a picture I like, though, then I like it. Maybe nobody else would.
Well, have you found
oh,
one
yes,
in this exhibit that you like?
Well, I found one or two that I wouldn't mind having in a place that I could display.
Which one? Can you think of their name?
The one that appealed to me most is this one by Romano, A City of Light.
Oh, yes, that New York view over there.
That, to my mind, hanging on a wall far enough away that you couldn't see detail.
Well, for the benefit of our radio audience, Mr. Green, I think we best describe that picture a little bit. It's a view of the Williamsburg Bridge in New York. It's a...
At night.
At night. It's painted in deep blues. And New York skyline is in the background.
That's right. And the colorings are very bright.
It's rather brilliant, yes. I imagine you like that dramatic, strong mood about it, don't you, Mr. Green?
Well, I like it, yes. Of course, the impression I get from your whole show is that it's illustrative and typical of world chaos today.
You get
the kind
that
of picture I like is one that has a story in it. And I have a hard time with some of these modernistic paintings seeing much but chaos. But that's, of course, my fault. It isn't the fault of the painter.
Well, they're expressing their environment the way they feel. Well, I think that...
There is another one over there by Kaplan, that Highland Light.
Oh?
I like to...
You like that very much?
Look at. I like that.
Uh-huh. Well, I think generally the Romano that you were just speaking of before is probably the best
for what you...
Well, that's very kind of you to say that. I hope you're saying that because you believe it.
Well, I think it's a very strong picture myself.
It is a strong picture.
Yes.
And it shows what you can do with paint and a canvas.
I think the audience, the visitors to the show will like it very much. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Green, for your comments. How do you do?
How do you do?
May I have your name?
Mrs. Russell Stewart.
Mrs. Russell Stewart. Is this your first visit to our show?
No, it isn't. I visit as often as I can.
How do you like this year's show as compared to the previous years?
Well, I think there is a greater variety. I believe there are more pictures, too, aren't there, this year?
I think it's almost the same as it has been in the past.
I think it's more colorful, and I find it more interesting. I think the pictures as a whole are more interesting in themselves.
I'm very happy to hear you say that. I understand you like that Weber over there. It's one of my favorites, too.
Yes, I do. I'm fond of Max Weber's paintings very much.
I think that characteristic humor that he gets into his pictures is just wonderful. There's nobody in the contemporary field that paints the way he does now.
Well, I feel that way. I think the man himself must have a terrific sense of humor. I like his colors and his design of his painting.
And do I also understand that you like the Pollock over there?
Yes, I do. I think that's very nice as the Pollock pictures go. I like his colors. He has great depth in this picture, don't you think?
Oh, tremendous. You wouldn't compare the Pollock with the Weber as far as finished painting is concerned.
Oh, no, entirely different.
What category would you put Pollock in?
Oh, non-objective. I imagine he paints for fun more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. He seems to have an awful lot of fun with this thing. Well, I admire the decorative quality of this thing very, very much. I mean, people try to find meanings in his pictures because of various titles that he's put on it, but actually I think the decorative quality is the most important to me.
Well, I think so. I think the majority of people, when they look at a Pollock, they immediately do not understand it, so it makes them angry, and they feel that they could take up various colors and throw them together and get something better.
Yes, they comment, you know, my little four-year-old boy could do as well as that is often thrown at poor Pollock.
That's true.
Are there any other pictures that stand out in your mind in the show?
Yes, I like this one over here by, who is that? Dick, it's a California artist. The boats are very beautifully
done. Well, could you describe that for the listening audience? I think it's rather difficult.
I doubt
for
if
them
I
to
could,
follow
but
us.
It isn't an abstract, although it does lean a little bit in that direction. Quite a large picture, about 36 by 45 or something of that sort. It's a group of boats and an overall blue, beautiful blue.
Tonality to the whole
that's
thing.
That's right, uh-huh.
And it seems to be segregated into geometric overlapping shapes. So
that's right. I noticed one thing that I thought was interesting in this picture. He has used fish as part of the design. He has them horizontal and vertical and in all the other directions as part of the design in his boats. Did you notice that?
Yes, yes. Very decorative. They seem to add so much to the texture of the overall picture. And what is the name of that picture? Miss Stewart,
yes.
I hope you'll enjoy the show. And I hope you'll vote for your favorite painting.
Thank you, I will.
Thank you for talking to me. How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
May I have your name, please?
William S. Pusey.
What do you do, Mr. Pusey?
I work for the Small Homes Council. I'm the designer of publications over there.
An artist?
Yes.
Well, Mr. Pusey, what do you think of our show? Have you had much chance to see it all yet?
Well, it's extremely hard, of course, to try to digest a show like this the first trip around. It's the most exciting one I've seen here to date.
You've seen the others,
I've seen all the others, yes.
Are there any outstanding men in the show that seem to appeal to you?
Well, it's a little bit like lining up a bunch of dollar bills and saying, which one do you like best? But actually, the Hoffman has the most excitement in it for me. I mean, when you stop to think of a man 70 years old that has the vitality, actually throw pigment on in fistfuls practically.
He actually really does put it on in fistfuls. I think there's one area there of white, which looks to me like it's about 2 inches thick.
It's amazing how the theme can even stay on the canvas like that, but that takes real vitality and takes a lot of courage to paint like that.
He seems to have an awful lot of fun painting, doesn't he?
It does. That's what I like about it. He has a real joy and exuberance about his painting.
Do you remember that picture of his, I think 3 years ago, called The Third Hand?
The Third Hand, I remember that. That was the first one I'd actually seen of Hoffman's actually getting close contact with, and that was an exciting thing.
That picture caused more comment and I think attracted more people to the show than any other one we've had.